Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. On your Thursday morning, and we're joined on the line by Chris Stevens Todd. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are we?
Fantastic.
Very good. Now, every couple of weeks, we get you on the line to share what's going on in regional Victoria for our LGBTIQA plus communities. And we are going to be focusing on one specific area this week, your area in the Goulburn Valley region, Shepparton, because the Out in the Open Festival, the countdown is on. It's not long, just a week and a bit to go now before a whole, nine, 10 days of fun is going on.
Yeah, 22 events over the 10 days, Friday the 10th till Sunday the 19th. So over the next few days, I'm going to try and get as much sleep as possible because it's going to be jam-packed. But the opening event, Masquerade at the Museum, is one that I'm most looking forward to. And you're going to be there as Frock Hudson. And
yes.
We've got Polly Filler.
I'm going to be emceeing the event. Have you planned your outfit yet? You always like a sparkly jacket. With Masquerade being the theme, what are you going to wear?
Well, I do have my mask organized, which is full of color. So now I've just got to find something that will go with it, which I think I have. But the mask is the centerpiece.
Well, you're already quite a few steps ahead from me, quite frankly. I haven't even started planning.
So tell us.
Well, I was lucky I had one in the cupboard.
What are the details for the Masquerade at the museum?
So, yeah, Shepparton Arts Museum. It's on the top floor, 6:30 till 10:30. And there's entertainment all night from Polly Filler, Frock Hudson emceeing, Tom Neversoll's a local musician who's now living in Melbourne coming down to sing and perform for us. And there's also Mr. Vic Bears 2023 this year is coming down as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Lovely. Johnny's going to be coming. This is the second year it's happening. It's a great way for the regional community to come together and celebrate the start of Out in the Open. Another thing that's returning to Out in the Open is the Q Pride pop-up. It's back again this year and taking place the next day.
Yeah, so that's going to be on Cariah Edward Street in Shepparton, and it's a free event from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. and there'll be different things going on throughout the day that's just, you know, time appropriate. And it's also connected to the Fry Street Food Festival, which is one of the biggest food festivals in our region. So it's a sort of a double whammy.
Ooh, so that's like the carnival day for regional Victoria, is that?
Out in the Open's Carnival Day happens later on at the end of the festival, but this is working in conjunction
similar
with
sort
another
of carnival vibe. How exciting!
Yeah, the whole street shut down. There's food everywhere, and the Q Plus Hub is set up, and it's sort of a little bit to the side of it, but it's included. There's going to be a queer artist doing a huge mural on the wall for the 12 hours as well that you can watch as your drink party. And there's a little visual installation inside the Q Plus pop-up as well.
Very exciting. And then what is happening with the Globe Victoria Regional Networking?
Yeah, so Glow Victoria is coming to Shepparton, and if you've been to Chill Out, they've had some events at Chill Out as part of their regional networking as well, but they're coming to Eve's Bar and Cafe, and it's coming along having canapes and networking. There is going to be some focus network sessions which are optional if you want to, or you can just socialise in the main space and connect with other people.
There are so many different things going on as a part of Out in the Open, so many different things throughout the whole festival. But rounding it out, after the Carnival Day on Saturday the 18th of November, Q Plied Prop Up are bringing something else to the game with a Glow Classic Roller Disco. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got the Glow Roller Disco, which is happening behind the MOVE, which is a big museum just out of town in Kiala. There's a big concrete space there. Everyone's going to be roller skating and rollerblading on that area. They had one earlier in the year, and it was a huge hit. They did not expect it to go off as much as it did, and it was just jam-packed, so they thought they've got to bring it back. There's a few sessions. There's an adult only session from 8 p.m. But before that, you've got the family-friendly sessions. What is it? Again, it's 4 till 6 and 6 till 8 p.m. And they're the ones that were hugely popular with huge lines waiting up. So get
so
into that one.
Fun.
It's going to be a whole heap of fun. It sounds absolutely awesome. Now, the theme of Out in the Open this year is These Are the Days of Our Lives. What does that theme mean to you, Chris?
Well, when I think of that, obviously I go straight back to that soap opera, but it then connects in that, you know, for many of us, you know, our lives are very much days of our lives in that way. There's lots of drama and lots of recurring characters that you think may have died, but they keep popping up.
Well, I'm very excited to check in with you next time to see how the events are going. Thank you so much for our regional roundup this morning, Chris.
Yeah, enjoy your Thursdays, and the sun's going to be out, so it's going to be lovely.
Lovely. And if you'd like to find out any of the events that are happening as a part of Out in the Open from the 10th to the 19th of November, head to outintheopen.org.au to check out the full program of 22 events over about 10 days.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.